In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Stephanie and I, my fiance, were on a run on Saturday, as we do a lot of Saturdays when there's not too much to do in the morning, have a little breakfast and relax a little, and then we'll go off on a little jog. And you can jog in silence with someone else, that's okay, but it's more fun to talk, I think. And so sometimes we'll talk about what we're going to preach about. Sometimes we'll talk about an article we've read or something on NPR or something like that. But on Saturday, it ended up being sort of random question day. And out of nowhere, and I mean absolutely out of nowhere, Stephanie turned to me while we were running and said, "What would your last meal be?" And I mean, not been morbid before that, but it's sort of like it just came out of the blue. And I thought, gosh, I don't know. I mean, today it would be one thing, tomorrow it would be another. It's hard to say. There's so much food that I like, and there's so many meals that I've had that have been wonderful. What would you want your last meal to be like? I wonder, would you go for this amazing bottle of wine with a good steak? Would you go with something more amusing, or some unusual blend of flavor from the newest of chefs? Would you go sort of down home and get a barbecue, or maybe red beans and rice? Or would you go something maybe unfamiliar, outside of our borders, something you've never tried before? And all this got me thinking about the most incredible meals I've had. The meal at the Italian place where my friend was going to seminary, and so he opened this 25-year-old bottle of wine I had, and it was wonderful, and it was great to sit and talk with him as he left. Or the pork chop that I had at a friend's bachelor party where we were in a back room, and it was just the guys, and we were all dressed up, and we were celebrating this friend in the best of style. Or sushi one time with a good friend who I hadn't seen in a long time, or even just simple spaghetti and garlic bread that I had with the young adult group I grew up going to. All of these have these wonderful, wonderful, shining moments in my memory, and I would trade any of them and put them in as my last meal. But when I look back on them, I realize that they are not as much about what I ate. The spaghetti was not singular at any of those places, and the pork chop was good, but it was not the best I've ever had. The truth is that meals are never just about what, and especially with Jesus, meals are about whom. Who you're with, what the company is like. When we look at our gospel today, when we celebrate the Last Supper tonight, we see that Jesus calls these deeply beloved people around him. In one telling, someone even is reclined against Jesus' body. They're in a removed room. They have lots of time to linger with each other, to talk over all that has happened over the years that they have been together. And Jesus has some room to speak to them, to sort of check in with them, and what they don't know is that Jesus is giving them some last words, some sort of, before I go, here's one thing, turn the iron off, something like that. We are in that moment now with Jesus. The food is different maybe, but the same inside, and Jesus beckons us to come close, because we, even more so, that meals with Jesus are not about what or about who, but Jesus tells us tonight that meals are about how we come together, how we open ourselves to each other. Meals with Jesus are only with Jesus if we are intimate with him and if we are intimate with the people around us. Part of that intimacy Jesus shows us comes from emptying ourselves to serve the other. So you see that every meal in our lives, even the most pedestrian, great and small, could be exactly like that Last Supper that Jesus and his disciples shared. As long as there are people we love around us, as long as there are people we are willing to be intimate with around us, and as long as we are willing to empty ourselves and serve them. We have this chance tonight for this meal to be like that one 2,000 years ago. So come tonight, come to the table, knowing that you are deeply beloved and that Jesus seeks to be deeply intimate with you. But come tonight knowing that part of the deal is that we have to be intimate with each other, that there can be no secrets in a way, and that Jesus has set the example for us of emptying ourselves and serving each other. So come and dine tonight one last time. Dine with Jesus. Remember this time so long ago that comes into our world now. Come dine with Jesus one last time before things change.